December 22nd. Christmas is a time for sharing, a time for needy hands to clasp, a time for stretching out in faith with a reach that exceeds our grasp. One night, a week or so before Christmas, a young couple who were only married a short time got to talking about people who would have little or nothing to celebrate, and they came to the conclusion that though they themselves were hard-pressed financially, they were rich in comparison to many. It was then they decided to spend what little savings they had on some needy family. For several days, without telling anyone their mission, the couple sought the names of families who faced a bleak Christmas. It was no trouble assembling a list. There were many such families. The difficulty was choosing one. Finally, they prayed for guidance, and one name emerged. The father was ill and out of work. The mother, who already had four children, three of whom were preschoolers, was expecting another. They lived in a ramshackle frame house in the outskirts of a nearby town. Quietly, the couple gathered information about each member of the family, their names, ages, approximate clothes sizes. Then the couple went shopping. They bought an article of clothing for everyone, and for each child a toy. For the expected baby, they assembled a modest layette. To top it off, they went to the supermarket and bought several sacks full of groceries, including candy canes, for everyone. They worked until nearly midnight wrapping the gifts. The next night, Christmas Eve, the couple set out to deliver the goods. Their big concern was leaving the gifts without being seen or identified, but in the end, this was no problem. One of the children was playing in front of the house when they arrived. "Are you Timmy?" the wife asked, mentally matching age 4 to the name she had written on a gift containing a bright plaid shirt.
"Yes," he answered. "Who are you?"
"Someone told us to leave these boxes at your house," the man said, and in truth he believed someone had. "Will you tell your mother and father?"
"You bet,"
the boy answered. His big brown eyes seemed to get wider with each colorful box the couple carried from the car to the yard. As they put down the last box and closed the car doors, Timmy ran off toward the house calling,
"Mom! Dad! Mom! Dad!"
Happily, the couple drove home, as broke as most newlyweds, but as full of the Christmas spirit as any two people can be. I know, because my wife and I were that couple. Lord, point us daily to those you'd have us serve.